Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's say good morning to Blois Olson for the Morning Take here at WCCL Radio. By the way, you can all get the Morning Take in your own email inbox the same way all of us at WCCL Radio do each and every day. Hey, good morning, Blois. How you doing this morning?
I'm great, John. Great to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say that. Hey, let's talk about this because there's a couple of things going on in the news that are pretty much at the top of the page. One of those is something close to home. Governor Walz is going to introduce a bonding bill today at the legislature, trying to figure out a number of different things. What do we expect will be in that bonding bill?
You know, the sense is it's going to be focused on higher education, maybe maintenance in higher education, some other infrastructure. It's not common for a budget year and a bonding year to be together, but legislators feel with interest rates as low as they are, coming out of the pandemic, that it might be a good time for these investments. I would expect some of the investments to be focused somewhat on transportation. And this is part of Governor Walz's strategy to give the Senate something that they may be interested in. Specifically, Senator Tom Bach, who left the DFL party, became an independent for this session. He chairs the Capital Investment or Bonding Committee in the Senate. And so this gives Walz something to work with the Senate on. It also allows him to have another chip as they're negotiating the state budget.
Interesting all the way. Coming up about an hour or so from now, we'll have a conversation with Dr. Michael Osterholm. He's been kind enough to join us a number of times throughout this this pandemic year plus that we've been experiencing. But the National Guard is stepping up in a big way. Share the story about the National Guard helping and aiding with the idea of getting vaccinations out, Blois.
Yeah, on Sunday, the shipment of vaccines to Minnesota was late. It came in late in the evening rather than in the morning as it was expected. And so, of course, we know those vaccines had to get out and delivered to places. And so the governor and the National Guard worked together, and the National Guard got 4,000 doses and got them out to Rochester, North Mankato, Fergus Falls, and Thief River Falls once they arrived. And so they stayed up all night, and then obviously those vaccines were able to be administered over the weekend. So good work, and just an example, I think, of the logistics that go into the vaccination effort and some of the challenges the state will continue to have as it, you know, needs to be nimble in fighting COVID.
Something that I find interesting, and I just wonder how much of this has to do with the recent bitter cold temps, but the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission has got a meeting scheduled for tomorrow at 2:30. I'm sure they're going to be discussing rates and what can and should be done about them. Share that story.
Yeah, it is focused on natural gas prices. There seems to be a spike. And so the PUC, which regulates electricity, natural gas, and telephone prices, they'll meet tomorrow. It's an emergency meeting, which tells me that there's some indication that data shows that Minnesotans prices and rates are going much higher, and what can these companies and the PUC do about it. So we'll follow up on the results of that on Wednesday morning.
All right. Well, I'll be tuned in for that most definitely. Talk about this. Education Minnesota put out a press release talking about the levels of education and trying to maintain them with funding levels. Much of that depends on things going forward at the state capitol.
Yeah, enrollment dropped. The Minnesota Department of Education said last week homeschool enrollment increased about 10,000 students. Public school enrollment fell by about 17,000 students, and private school enrollment, specifically elementary private school enrollment, rose about 500 students. And kindergarten saw a major decline. Now, looking at this, Education Minnesota said we're going to need increases in funding because currently their school funding is based on the number of kids in the schools. And so if the number of kids has fallen, that means districts will get less money next year. Even if there's more enrollment next year, if the enrollment comes back next fall. So Education Minnesota laying out the case for more money. I think this is going to be a major piece of the budget and probably the negotiation between Republicans and DFLers is how to work on the school formula to ensure that more dollars get to the classroom and that if there is a surge back of students, the districts that aren't caught with budget shortfalls.
Minnesota Republicans are looking at who might best challenge Governor Walz for that seat in Minnesota in the next year. Pete Stauber's name comes up, Congressman Pete Stauber. When would he have to pull the trigger? When would we have to make a decision on whether or not he would throw his hat in the ring for the Republican nomination?
Well, I think I don't think there's a big rush to announce anybody's running, but obviously Pete Stauber is having conversations. We know Paul Gazelka is having conversations. I think the end of this summer, early fall is probably is when these candidates have to, begin to make it more official, maybe raise an exploratory fund to look at it. But probably late this year, early next year is the latest people can announce and get in the race.
Yeah, I just wonder, how much of, I know he's quite popular in his district and up in that area of the range and stuff. He's got a law enforcement background, but is there enough of a recognition and understanding of the congressman in, other parts of Minnesota to be able to help carry that? What's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think that Governor Walz will be tough to beat. Republicans have not won a statewide race since 2006, so it's going to be an uphill climb for anybody in the Republican Party to win statewide. Having said that, Representative Stauber would appear to have as good a shot as anybody on the Republican side just based on his profile, his name recognition, and where the votes need to come from. The Republicans need to get the votes in greater Minnesota. We need to raise that total in order to counter what has been the DFL stronghold of the metro area.
Indeed. Boys, thanks so much for the conversation this morning. I'll remind people that they can get the morning take for themselves by going to WCCORadio.com/Blois, B-L-O-I-S, and just follow the prompts and get it added to your email inbox so you can keep track of all the things that are going on, politics and otherwise around the state. Dave Lee, we'll be back with you tomorrow, Blois. Thanks for the conversation.
See you, John.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.